Barbie. Let's go party.
Let's go.
Hey, ladies. It's your girl, Shalice B. And, of course, I got my host, Danielle Mitchell. And it's the Sister Talk Show. So, you know, it's Wednesday. And we are coming with the topic of holidays. Holidays is right around the corner. And they're not the same no more.
Not at all.
So let's talk about it. We about to get right into it. Before we do that, though, I hope you guys are tuning in each and every Wednesday. I hope you guys tuned in into that last week's episode because that was real juicy. And honestly, yeah. I want to give more conversations that's not just geared towards just business and not geared towards like your day to day, because that can be draining. Sometimes people need to escape, or sometimes people need to find ways to heal from, you know, past trauma or past experience, past issues, you know, all that stuff. So I really hope that you guys tuned into that episode. Please, please don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Check us out on YouTube. We also are on Apple Podcast and Spotify Podcast. But now let's get into the smoke. Let's talk about this holiday spirit and traditions not being the same anymore. As always, you're first.
I'm not with none of the holidays. Don't try to revoke my heart or none of that. It's just I don't feel the same about holidays that I used to feel. So like, well, I take that kind of back, because Christmas still, no matter what type of paganism or titles you want to put on Christmas, I still love the spirit of Christmas. Like the decorations, the lights, the time being together, I love all of that. But all these other holidays, I ain't with. Like, I'm not overly excited about them. Like Halloween, I seen some people who went all out for Halloween. Not gonna meet me. I'm okay with that. And I don't know, maybe this is just a phase. And but then again, my kids are young, so yeah, like I'm just not. They'll have a costume, they went trick-or-treating. But if they didn't, last year we didn't, and I was okay with that. They went, and they stopped at a couple houses, I take that back. But we more so did a family party, and that was all I had. I'm not doing the parties for it. I'm not decorating for it. I'm not into the holidays.
No.
Certain ones, I'm not into certain holidays.
No, and I definitely understand. Holidays just not the same. Honestly, growing up in my family, Halloween didn't count. And depending on which house you was at and which grandmother you was around, there was no trick-or-treating. So, yeah, Halloween don't count. But when it came to Thanksgiving, when it came to Thanksgiving and Christmas, like Thanksgiving was for me, like the best part outside of the food was being able to be around those cousins that you don't get to see every weekend. You don't get to see all the time. And just it being a gang of y'all, like that's right. Like the best time, because it's like it's 50 million of us running around. We walking up and down the street. You know, this is the time where kids actually walk to the park. Like, we all walk into the park. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just really doing the things that kids do. And then you get to come back. Now, I ain't gonna lie, because I had that, my grandfather's wife, I had that one grandma that let her make your plate and put everything that you don't like on the plate. Listen. This is my holiday. I want to pick and choose what I want to eat, what I want to have excessively on my plate. Don't give me no dressing. I don't want no dressing. Don't give me no dressing. I'll take double mac and cheese, and I want a whole pie. But I feel like also with Thanksgiving, it was an opportunity as I got older. We wasn't just on one side. Like, I was on my mama's side. Mm-hmm. And then I went to my daddy's side. You know what I'm saying? And just being able to get the experience to see how people, you know, two different sides do things differently. But
yeah, that's true. You know, that's a good point.
Because it's like my mom's side, the older you got, it was kicky. It was hang chill. Y'all know what I mean. My dad's side, it was the same way, but it was a little bit more, I don't know. I feel like it was a lot more old people around. So it gave that vibe, which it wasn't boring. Chill. It was just homey. It was like, it wasn't my mama's side. It wasn't my mama's side at all, but I ate good. Like, no matter what side I went to, I ate good. So I feel like, yeah, Thanksgiving, that was my holiday. Christmas was beautiful because I had my grandma. And when my grandma, when she was feeling us, like, we had gifts, you know? And you also on Christmas, because nowadays, I'm not going to lie, Christmas is really boring, which is why I want to travel. Because hear me out. You open your gifts, you watch your kid open their gift, and that's it. For me.
It don't have to be.
Yeah, it don't have to be, but I'm in a state where I'm by myself. So it's not like when I was growing up, yeah, I opened my gifts at my house, but then I went to my auntie house. I opened my gifts at my auntie house. But you know what I'm saying? Like, we still kind of hopped around on Christmas. You would go, if somebody else had gifts for you, now you going and traveling to go open up your gifts at everybody's house. So by the time you get home, it's eventful. Now it's not even, my own child is bored on Christmas after he opened his gifts. And it'd be like, I just went and spent all this money for these gifts. Like, and then you not go play with it. You better go do something. But I'm bored too. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like.
But see, that's when you got to create what you want. And I think that's my whole thing on holidays now. Like, one of my brothers told me a while ago about, you know, holidays being pagan holidays. And I kind of did my research into it and seeing how some of them came about, but how also through the years, through history, you know, how they transpired to be more of a sales and marketing pitch than actual, you know, what you want it to mean, what some people look at it to mean. So for me, I'm like, okay, well, at the end of the day, I'm going to just stick to what I want it to mean. Like Thanksgiving, I'm not big into Thanksgiving food. Say what you want. I don't care for dressing, ham, turkey. I don't care for all that. Greens. I don't care for it. So I've never looked forward to holiday. I mean,
I love greens. Like,
you got some people who like, I only get this one time a year and like, I'm going to have it. I would rather do some. My best Thanksgiving was my first one by myself. And not the first one by myself. I want to say it was probably the second or the third one. But I wasn't up in Cleveland with all my family. And we did a seafood boil. But it was like everything I wanted to eat. Like, that felt good. The stuff that I want to eat. I don't want to have to stick to the traditional foods just because it's tradition. Like, so I'm learning how to.
I am a traditional food eater. Like, Thanksgiving is not Thanksgiving if it doesn't.
But you would eat that on a regular Sunday. Some of that.
And that's the crazy part, because I was just about to say one thing about my family. We are so crazy because, I mean, we all cook. Like, we're some cooks. So we really eat what we want to eat when we want to eat. But why is it right before Thanksgiving we be eating Thanksgiving food? And then when Thanksgiving comes, we be like, I don't want that because I just had that. And then I find myself still making it, but like, yeah, like if you don't have a ham. Like, because I'm not even gonna lie. So when I cook, I associate my meals with my family. So like certain foods and meals, I'll name it after a family member because that's what it reminds me of. So I have to have a ham. My ham, that is my grandmother. That's my mama's mama. And she dressed her ham. And she take it serious. She baste it. You know what I'm saying? I messed around one year while she was still alive. And I bought one of those hams that is pretty much pre-cooked. And it came with its own glaze. And I called her and I had a meltdown. She said, baby, it's okay. I said, no, grandma, because it got to be your ham. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be your ham. So it's like, I have to make her ham. One thing I don't have to have is turkey, because I'm not a turkey eater. But a ham is something I have to have. A sweet potato pie, like, with my mama being out here, sis, you say you don't bake or you can bake. but you're not a baker. Whatever it is, you gonna turn it to her today because I need that pie. A peach cobbler. When my grandfather died in 2010, that hurt because I'm like, damn, I ain't gonna get his peach cobbler no more. Even though I stopped getting it, because, yeah. But anyways, it was just like the thought of, like, I can't get that peach cobbler. Then when my grandmother died, after I had Zai, on my dad's side, she was the last person to make good peach cobbler. So it's like, dang, like, you know, so it's certain dishes, like, I look forward to or I'm reminiscing on when it comes mm-hmm. to those holidays. And if I can have it, I'm going to have it, whether I want
yeah,
it
or you not. Have a different hold on. You got, like, family that you, and I could relate with that to an extent of I miss the food, like, my Auntie Pee Wee, I don't think it was one thing Auntie Pee Wee couldn't make. I don't think it was not one thing she couldn't make. So, that time, I know my cousins, you know, her grandkids, they feel close, you know, closely the same to you. Like, yeah, I gotta have this because she would have, you know, she would have made this and she would have threw down. I'm not too much care for cooking. So I also, yeah, I don't care to, I'm like, dang, they gone. It's gone with them.
And it's crazy that you feel like that because you're actually a good cook. Like, I have meals that are named after you.
I didn't say I couldn't. I don't like to. Like, I don't find joy. You know how sometimes you get excited. You get excited with seasoning. You get excited with flavors. I don't get excited.
Different stuff I didn't fail. I'm like,
I don't get excited with the cooking. So, like, for me, I get excited with, you know how you said after you and Zai opened everything, y'all don't really have much to do. So, on Christmas, I get excited with that. Like, what can we do? We can do some crafts together. We can go outside and do some snow angels. We could go see the lights. We could, like, something. We could play games all day. I just told Mila, like, it's wintertime. It's game season. We're about to pull all the games out. Like, we can play games together. Like, it's going to be something. I like thinking about the things that we could do. And then seeing that my kids are having a good time or, you know, making sure I'm spending that time with them. So I'm down for the activities and the festivities of it, which is why I have a battle with, like, okay, I don't want to be all into the traditions. I don't want you to think that, okay, it's Christmas, you have to get a gift. Or to feel bad if you don't. Like, I don't feel like I feel like it's built on family. At the end of the day, your biggest thing for Thanksgiving was family. Like, you get to see all your cousins. And I feel like that's with any other holiday. Like, the biggest thing is family. So make it whatever you want to make it. Like, the traditions don't have to stick. Whatever your grandma did, it don't have to stay. Like, it would be nice, because some I still do, like, the pajamas. I don't know. One of my aunties started a while back. They do pajamas. Like, one of your gifts is going to be a set of pajamas. So, I try to stick to that because pajamas is fun. Like, we all be in matching pajamas, and we have, like, movies and hot cocoa or, you know, whatever the case. You can make something out of it. So, certain things is, like, I do want to stick with, but to feel like, to feel the pressure of the holidays, I think that's why I don't want to put so much emphasis on them. Like, I don't want to be pressured and stressed when it comes to the holiday because I feel like I have to do this. Like, oh, it's Christmas or it's Thanksgiving. I have to do this. Like, no, you don't. What feels good to you? Like, what do you want to do? How do you want that day to look like? Because why make yourself do something and then you like, I didn't even want to do all of this. And you done just did a hell of a lot. Like, nah, I want to enjoy my holiday too. And that's why I don't want to cook so much. Let me enjoy.
Yeah, and I can understand that. I think for me, since I moved out here and I'm all by myself, over the years, Friendsgiving was like big. And as you know, a lot of the people that I met out here, I created my own family. I created my own circle. So Thanksgiving started to become about making sure that we all felt at home. Mm-hmm. And because I'm a cook, I don't trust other people's stuff. Like, don't just bring yourself. Bring the festivities,
bring something that was pre-made if you're going to bring something, like some paper.
Yeah, and then I'm not, and the sad part about it is don't even bring
paper products.
Paper products. You could bring me the food for me to make, you know what I'm saying? But I got us, like, I promise you. And I think that's because, like, growing up, we had a process to Thanksgiving. A lot of us started 2 days beforehand. We started prepping 2 days. So, like, a lot of my stuff is done before the day before Thanksgiving. The only thing I'm making is mac and cheese. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, because I know what is to come, I'm able to prepare. So the pressure is not there. Mm-hmm. It may be some days when, I mean, some years when it was like I was overthinking it or I was overdoing it. But at the end of the day, it's always been just me and Zai, and I've always made like it was 10 of us. So at the end of the day, my house.
But see, that's what looks good for you. That's what make that doesn't seem to you. That is fun. That's all you can take care of this. Like you said, you can plan it. For me, that's a lot of work.
You know what? That seafood boil, I think that was that year that me and your brother was out there.
I don't know.
I'm not even gonna lie. I spent a couple of holidays. So like, it's been a couple of Thanksgivings where I had to go to Charlotte to feel at home because everybody else, I hadn't built that circle where I was, you know, doing the. I take that back. I did, but I had got a little overwhelmed the year before because it started to hit me like this cost. And I'm buying all this food, you know what I'm saying? And then it was
time. And then people expect that. And it's not like you could. Because we are naturally givers, but it's like you gotta kind of match. And that's for me, that's why I was so used to Thanksgiving always being chaotic. Like it's a lot of cooking the day before, the night leading into it. Like, you know, people, what you bring in, dinner still late, like it's still a good time. Don't get me wrong. Like it, I love linking up with my cousins, seeing everybody. We be dressed to go into somebody else's living room, but when everybody be cute, like it's a vibe. I love it, but it's like at the same time, it's a lot of stressful points that I just didn't want as part of my tradition. I felt like it was so like being down in Charlotte. All I had was me and Zay, and it was like that's all. Look, that ain't no stress. We got the Mila was a baby at that time, or it was only Mila for a little bit. And it was easy. It was like, okay, you know what? This ain't got to be stress. And the day felt good. We chill. You watch football. You have a couple drinks. You do whatever, like, and play maybe cards or something. But it didn't feel stressed because it was what felt comfortable to me, like what I wanted to be. So I think that's the biggest thing. Is like, even if you do want to, you know, drop some of the traditions, just make sure, you know, you keeping it still fun for yourself. Like, making sure that it's something that you feel comfortable with doing. Don't be pressured by what everybody else is doing. Because as you can see, everybody going to do something different. Like, I seen some Christmas traditions. I was like, dang, I might have to think about that. But here I am talking about something I'm trying to get out of the holidays. But, like I said, Christmas is my week. That's my weak point.
First of all, what's the guaranteed gift for me and my household and my family is clothes and shoes. Because I'm with you. I really don't care about Christmas. I care about the festivities that goes with Christmas because that's always been my favorite part. The watching the movies, the hot chocolate, you know, the games and stuff like that. I suck when it comes to games, and it's only because, like, for so long, it was just me and my mom, and she not really festive. So, you know what I'm saying? And then when I go to my auntie house, my cousins couldn't keep games. So it's like, we suck, okay? We sucked on my mama's
side. We always had cards. Everybody always had cards.
Yeah, but, like, I'm not even going to lie. I got an uncle house that around the holidays and just family time, I used to love going over there because that's one thing that they did do. They always played games. We was playing bingo, gambling, but it was like, you know, with change and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was still fun. Like, and I used to love going over there, especially around the holidays on breaks because that's when all the cousins is about to come from everywhere and we all going to be at one area. In one spot or whatever, and it was festive, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like naturally when it comes to me and my son, because it's two of us, I do what me and my mama did. And so I try to get out of that, which is why I'm always trying to keep people around me.
Yeah, well, hopefully we get down there for Thanksgiving because that's the plan.
Yeah, because that would be so fun. I got so many games.
It can be a Friendsgiving too. But you notice, I noticed that we focus on the holidays towards the end of the year. Because it's like, for me, those holidays at the beginning of the year, outside of New Year's, like what they, I don't understand.
So New Year's, coming from where I come from, my tradition is staying in the house so I can make sure I'm in the New Year. Secondly, I don't care about none of that because all the prices is going up. It's when I got a mortgage, but you still got bills. Like, going in, going outside when they didn't already jack the prices up.
I'm bad for people in California because I'm thinking about gas. Like, okay, so if we go out on New Year's, whether you going from party to party, because in Charlotte, I'm not gonna lie, all my New Year's was pretty nice when I lived in Charlotte. Like, it was always a party. I'm not gonna go out to your clubs and
I can do that though. I can do that.
Yeah, but when there was some nice, you know, people throwing parties, I go to those. But it's like you gotta pay for the gas. Now I'm thinking like, okay, gas is high. Bottles is high, the cups, paper cups is high. Any hors d'oeuvres, any food you're trying to get is high.
Point, like the risk.
Then you got kid people in California. Somebody just said, "Yeah, I had to put 100 in my tank just to go to the bar." I said, "Hold on, wait, what kind of?" I said, "What you drive?" She like a truck. Not in California.
And the crazy part is, the gas is high now, but I just remember. Growing up, the gas was always high for a person in the truck.
True.
I moved to Georgia, and their gas was so cheap that I was like, I can actually pay for what is it? The premium, the 93. The expensive gas. I said I can pay for the expense. I can afford the expensive gas out here. I said
she was coming from California, so yeah, that was a drastic change.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, yeah, like everything is expensive. You still already dishing out money. You just went crazy a couple weeks ago because they literally just opened up the gifts you've been buying since November, and then you gonna tell me you about to go to a club, you about to get a section now?
Exactly.
I'm with the people that's traveling.
So you just made a good point. You starting in like October, November. For all this shopping on, not even including Thanksgiving that you got to do for that. But then you thinking about Christmas and trying to catch early deals, or right after Thanksgiving, you thinking about Christmas, Black Friday. And then you hitting Christmas, then you hitting the new year, like on top of, like you said, rent and mortgages is due, like everything is due. Now, yeah, all them other ones just start trickling down and it's like, okay, well, I don't even know the next one, what, Valentine's Day? No.
Put that shit on the calendar as a holiday. Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all.
What you got? St. Patrick's Day? I don't even know when that is. Is that in March? That's in March, right?
I'm not Irish and I don't really know that. But I'll pinch you if you ain't
but got it. See how you pick up a little. Somebody told me you gotta always eat cabbage and potatoes. Like, and I was like, dang, I didn't know that. I mean, not cabbage and potatoes. Corned beef and potatoes. And cabbage, actually.
For St. Patrick's?
Yeah.
I just thought you'd get drunk.
Yeah, you get drunk too, but that's the food that you eat. And I wasn't hip, but corned beef.
I'm lucky luck of the Irish. You don't have to worry about that one.
What's next? What else is it?
I think Memorial is another thing.
Okay.
I don't know why, but growing up, is it Memorial? Yeah, because Labor Day is in September. Memorial weekend is like, I don't even remember what the hell Memorial was for.
I think Memorial feel more like it than the 4th of July because
the 4th of July. The black community go crazy Memorial Weekend. Like, it's like the holiday of the year. Like, it's the celebration. Like, oh, you ain't doing nothing for Memorial?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. But
all we doing is going to somebody's cookout, being outside. In Cleveland, it's a lot of car shows, so it's always something you go see.
It's like the beginning of the summer, I guess, so it's like the peak.
The kick.
I went to Vegas last year for Memorial weekend. Packed. I'm like, dang, okay. But Memorial, I think Memorial is just like one of them kick it, hang out, party type holidays. Like, that's what it is. But I don't think nobody actually celebrate Memorial for what it is. Like, what is Memorial again? Remembering the fallen soldier? Exactly. Because you looking at me and I'm looking at you.
Because I was like, wasn't that Labor Day? I'm thinking of Veterans Day.
All I know is they got a lot of days. They got Veterans Day, they got Memorial, they got 4th of July.
I don't know, so don't hold me. All of these holidays at the end of the day turn into a time for us to just get together and kick it. Like, just to get together and be, what are you looking for?
Because I'm like, I feel like they got a holiday this month that's before Thanksgiving.
No, it was just Labor Day in September. Or no, it was Veterans Day after that.
It's something.
It's not nothing this month besides voting. November.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, make sure y'all vote. Or make sure y'all voted. Make sure you go do all that. Make sure you voted.
But yeah, so I think the end of the year holidays resonate more with me. But more specifically, Christmas. That's where I probably hold most of my traditions, most of my value.
Because it's like you focus on your household. I think that's another reason why it becomes so personal. Because it's like you, first of all, you're not a kid no more. You are now the mother. And you are now in charge of creating memories. You know what I'm saying? And based upon how you grew up is the result in how you raise your children. And the things that y'all do together. You know, you cherish.
Like you said, it's your household. So, like, mm-hmm. You, I know it's only two of, well, the main two of y'all. You and your brother. But see, with mine, is like, it's already a good number of us, but then y'all all went out and had kids, so now y'all got all these houses.
Y'all got to go.
I got 11 nephews and, no, 10 nephews and one niece, if I said that right. Either way it go, that's a lot. That's a lot, because I'm not even including my two.
Veterans
that's-
Day. I'm not, I knew I wasn't tripping.
I knew you was looking for that.
Girl, because I'm not, I said, what? They got another one? I mean, and I hope y'all don't take offense to it, but I'm, you know, I'm just saying. Yeah, it's November 10th. My calendar say Veterans all day.
We got that established. So we would love to know, you know, what you guys' holiday traditions are, what holiday you're looking forward to the most, maybe what traditions you don't like. We want to hear more from y'all, so drop in the comments, shoot us some DMs, whatever it is that you want to reach out on YouTube. Make sure y'all subscribe and leave a comment below. We want to hear from y'all. That only helps us to go and do a lot better and to speak on what y'all want to hear. So definitely reach out to one of these, and I'm gonna let Shalice close it out.
Well, we definitely appreciate everything that you guys are doing to show your support. Like she said, make sure y'all drop comments below and just let us know how you feel about the holidays. Talk about last week's episode and the weeks before. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, what you want to hear more of.
Yes.
As always, we love y'all and we will speak with you again.
Bye-bye.